At the time of his death in 2020, at the age of 96, my dad, Phil Pierce, was one of the last survivors of the daytime bombing of the Supermarine factory where many aircraft were produced during World War II, including the Supermarine Spitfire fighter. The following account is his version of what took place that fateful day in 1940. I was born in 1922 and left school at the age of 14 to take up an apprenticeship in the Supermarine factory in Wolston, Southampton as a sheet metal worker. I remember a ship that came into the docks from Germany called the Bremen. It used to tie up at the jetty by our factory for refuelling and sometimes to be serviced, so the Germans were well aware of what was produced in the factory and its specific location. A gentleman by the name of R.J. Mitchell joined the design team, and we know that he designed the Spitfire. And so when the war started, production concentrated on building this iconic fighter plane. The bombing took place in September 1940, and I hadn't long celebrated my 18th birthday. I remember hearing the sirens sounding and almost instantaneously the ground shaking, and I heard loud explosions. My workbench was on a balcony that ran around the sides of the building, and I had to access the exits by way of a staircase. I got halfway down the stairs and saw a very large press, which I felt would give me more protection, so I quickly crawled under it, as there was no way we could risk leaving the building with the bombing already underway. Another worker joined me under the press, and during a lull in the attack, we plucked up the courage to make a dash for the air raid shelters. These were built above ground on the edge of Pertry Common next to the railway line. But to get to them, we had to leave the relative safety of our bench and cross the road and go through a tunnel under the railway. When we exited the factory, we were shocked to see that the railway tunnel had received a direct hit and all that was left was a heap of rubble. We later learned that many of our co-workers who were in the air raid shelters had been killed. So fate had meant we'd survived. As we were now in the open, we quickly searched for some form of shelter. Soon after, I heard an aircraft, and looking up saw a German bomber flying very low over the river. And the next thing I knew was the shingle on the beach flying up around me, and I could see the rear gunner as he was strafing the area. It was nothing short of a miracle that we escaped unharmed for the second time that day. Later, the factory was destroyed during a bombing raid, thankfully when I wasn't there. However, the government was quick to respond, and any small building in the area capable of producing parts for the plane was soon commandeered. All that remains of the factory now is the slipway, and it's a Grade 2 listed structure for its historical interest with the work done by R.J. Mitchell.